Thank you. Thank you. Bridges, feel free to join in as you wish.
Thank you. Please join in singing Enter, Rejoice, and Come In while we welcome the banners.
You just have to love the chaos that ensues after banner parade. Love is not an emotion or a feeling. It is the formlessness and substance permeating the seen and the unseen. It is the seed and the womb of the universe. Thus, the heavens seek love. Earth seeks love. People seek love. This is what makes us great. People abide on the earth. Earth abides in the heavens. The heavens abide in love. Love abides in all. This is what makes us one.
Please join in singing Turn the World Around.
Thank you.
That was a test. That was only a test. Okay. It's challenging, but we can do it. So, Hal is going to give us the introduction again, and we are, no matter what happens, we're going to sing it as if we know it. Okay. All right. You might need to move. From the fire, living in the fire, go back to the fire, turn the world around. We come from the fire, living in the fire, go back to the water, turn the world around. Woo! The mountain, turn to the mountain. Again. Oh, so is life. Ah, oh, so is life.
Wow, I thought we were going to have to sing that all night. And so, welcome to everyone. We do figuratively come from the fire and the water and the mountain, but let's see the hands of people who are here for the first time. And look around, take a moment to look around. Wow, it's a lot. And how many people were here last year as well? Raise your hand. Woo! Okay, thank you. Thank you. And how many people have come by themselves? Wow. Good, thank you. Thank you. And how many people are here with their families? Woo! That's a lot. And how many people have come here for 10 years or more? Wow. Yeah. Thank you. Now, earlier during our chalice lighting, we heard words about love bringing us together. And what is a mystery for us is that we all come from very different situations, and yet for a week, we create a community unlike any other community. We create one single entity. And yet each person is here for their own reasons, and some of us come with very particular reasons. For some people, as you saw in the show of hands, coming here every summer is their annual ritual. Now, we come to care for ourselves, we come to care for community, and we come to remember who we are. Some of us are coming after a year of hard work and hard-won success. Some of us have come after making major breakthroughs in self-awareness, in our relationship, in our work in the world. And some of us have come after expected or unexpected losses. Whether we come after a loss or because we're really full of a newfound hope, we come together in community to support each other and to express that mysterious connection. I wanted to lift up a fact that this community has really gone through the loss of three very significant people this year, and I'm sure that there are others that perhaps the Planning Committee has not known about. And so tomorrow night at Vespers, we will be remembering everyone who has turned to this community as one of their primary communities to remember them and to honor them. And so I would encourage you to come to Vespers and to add your voice as we remember those. And just to let you know, in case you do not know who has died in this community, we have mourned the loss of John Marshall and of Amber Henson. And very recently on Friday, Sidra Vo also died. And so we will be remembering all three of them, but also anyone else who you would bring to our attention who is part of this community. We will also be lifting up the names of those who could not be with us this year because of physical challenges or other challenges. And so I encourage you to bring your insights and your stories tomorrow evening. All of us come for all of these many reasons. We all come because we need to play more. We need to connect more. We need to open our hearts and open our minds more. And there is no one who embodies this form of integral practice than Art MacDonald, our theme speaker this year, reflecting on doing justice work as spiritual practice, sustaining body, mind, and spirit, but also Art is a world-class humorist and a prankster. So I warn you, if you do not know Art, have your eyes open. Whether or not you are giving a class or leading a workshop or leading worship, you and your gifts form this dynamic community of celebration and creativity, healing and transformation. We welcome you. And now we're going to hear from Allison Reed, and we will hear from some others as well. Again, welcome.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Summer Institute. I am Allison Reed. I am the chairperson of the Planning Committee this year, and I'm so happy to be in that role. And I hope we haven't snapped at anyone too much today, because this is the day when everything comes together and we see what kind of work we've done. And I can tell you we've done a lot of work, and I think it's been good. And what I'm excited about, we saw lots of hands go up as people who were here for the first time. We have 82 first-timers who are here with us this year. It's awesome. We are expecting about 550 altogether who will be here with us this week. There are some still to arrive, but about 550, which is fantastic. Tomorrow, I think, in the kaleidoscope, you will see a full listing of the congregations that are here and how many are here from each of those congregations. But we always recognize the biggest ones. And so I have to tell you that there are 87 people here from Kent. There are also 69 people from First Church Columbus. And there are 45 here from First Church Pittsburgh. There are a whole lot of people who make Summer Institute happen every year, and I'm not going to name every single one of them because it's probably more than half of this room, and it's not just the ones of us on stage, but we cannot do everything that we do. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the panel shortly, the planning committee, which I am sitting on stage with, but we also have morning seminar leaders. We have afternoon workshop leaders. We have evening program performers, offerers, people who do all of the evening things that we do. We have music groups. How many of you are going to play a little music or sing a little music while you're here? Put your hand up. Look at that. That's why we have fabulous music all the time. I want to thank Michelle Buchheit, who has already saved us tonight. I think many of you know already that Michelle stepped in to help us with our choral presence here this week, which is awesome because now we get to have Hal Walker and Michelle Buchheit with us, and we're going to do awesome stuff. So much good music. The chaplains you have already met, Lynn Kerr and Tom Bodie, thank you both for being here, for working with our community. I do want to let folks know that Lynn Kerr, who is new to this community, but not to the district and not to people in the Toledo area especially, but Lynn serves as the ministerial settlement representative for the OMD, so she's the person that search committees work with when they're doing search committee kind of things, in case you're thinking about those kinds of things for your congregation. You might talk to her this week. Morning worship is going to be awesome with Melissa and Evan Carvel-Zeemer, who are here somewhere. And Mary Gregolia, who is with us this evening, is helping us put together the opening and closing ceremonies, and she's also presenting the three community Vesper services that we'll do here. It takes so many people, and it's so stunning that we do what we do in the ways that we do it. We also have children's programs. We also have the youth panel, who do a whole lot of work for the youth panel. You guys are awesome. And we have a young adult panel, who does a whole lot of work for the young adults. So all of those people have met throughout the year, and many of them have been thinking and working about what they're doing for the last few weeks as we get ready, and bringing all of that here. So that's a tiny little snapshot of how the week comes together, and it's so very impressive, and we're so proud to do it with all of you. I want to point out two people in particular and two things on this stage. There are two frames standing up down here. I will move these out to the hallway so that when we're coming and going all week, you can look at them. One of them is a framed copy of the poster that we did this year, which was the cover of the brochure. And that was put together by Nathan Staples for us. Thank you, Nathan. Yep. And Nathan helped us put together, based on the original artwork, the concept piece by Nikki Hurlbut, which is the other thing that's up here. It's her original sketch, and it's pretty awesome. Last but not least, but also not most, is the planning committee. Really and truly, I mean that, not least and not most, because we are not the sum total of all the work that goes into this. The youth and the young adult panels in particular have been meeting all year just as we have. There are 9 of us. We served for 3 years, and the folks who are here with me, except for Ken, who isn't here yet, Ken is on his way, are Amber Scott, Andy France, Scott Pifo, Alan Halperin, who is the assistant chair and will be the chair next year. Allison Fagan, Ken Keem, Liz Bright, Cliff Adams, and myself, and we make up this this panel. So, thank you. We are 9 different people with 9, actually more than 9, different gifts that we bring to this committee, and probably more than 9 different ways of thinking about almost everything that we do. But we are a group of people who have worked together outstandingly. That's one of the amazing things, I think, about Summer Institute and about the leadership at Summer Institute, which, again, is not just us, that we bring all of the things that we have to this table. For the 9 folks who are on the committee this year, in the rest of our lives, we are a preschool teacher, a pedicab driver, a psychologist, a member of the Board of Education, a geologist, a freelance writer, a university instructor, an operations manager for a music venue, a high school teacher, studying to be a school principal, a master gardener with a gardening business, an engineer, and a computer programmer. So that's what we do. That's a little bit of everybody who's up here. The bottom line for us on this committee, though, is that this is a labor of love. We love the experience of SI, we love this community, and we volunteered our time to do this because we love everybody who's here. And we know that you love it, too, and that's why you're here. To the 82 first-timers, we hope that you will love us as much as we already love you by the end of the week, because it's a pretty outstanding thing that we do, and we're very proud of it. That said, I will say that being on the Summer Institute Planning Committee is not an exclusive experience, and there are 9 of us. There are 9 of us, and there are 550 of us all who are here, and we cannot possibly know every person who's in this room. And we know that there may be folks with us who wonder, how does the planning committee work? What do they do? What do they do all year? What goes into all of this? And we would love to have the opportunity to talk to you about that. So I'm going to encourage people, seriously, who are interested to know the process and how it works, to talk to one of us this week and to get a feel for that, because we have to sustain ourselves and we have to build the committee every year, and we want more people to know what we do so that more people will help us do this, because it's a lot of work. It's an awesome lot of work, and we want to keep doing it for Summer Institute. That said, shall we move into regular old announcements? They won't always be in the middle of a service, but we'll do something. All the new folks are going to think I'm nuts for just a few seconds, and then I'll explain. My year flows on from week to week without our blessed community. And then, oh joy, it's time again for laughter, spirit, love, and unity. A year has passed since last we shared our fullest selves so freely. The week ahead rolls on from here. Be safe, get rest, and enjoy it thoroughly. So that's a silly thing that I started doing a long time ago, and it's gotten to be kind of a norm. It's not silly. It is a little silly. It's a little silly. Okay, so let me give you plain old announcements. The very first thing I will ask is for giving announcements to me, to the panel. Announcements can be given to anyone on the planning committee up here, but I would ask in general that you try not to run an announcement up to the stage while I'm talking and hand it to me then. Because I may or may not get it right, and I might not know what you meant, and then I'll have it all wrong. Parking. A note about parking. Anyone who is here who has the yellow parking pass, which was in your bag when you registered today, ideally we need to get everyone settled into their dorms, and we're not going to use our cars for the week, and the cars need to go down the hill to the south parking lot, which is effectively behind the building we just ate in. And anyone who's been here before, for all the new folks, if you don't yet have an idea of where that is, talk to someone who's been here before, come see one of us. We can help you with the map that you got at registration and help you know where to put the cars. I mentioned the yellow pass specifically because there are some purple parking passes. There are some in our community who need better accessibility and have some mobility challenges and need to have access to their cars while we're here. And so those purple passes will be parked up on campus in some of the parking areas near the dorms that we stay in. You may not park in the health center area because that's a place that people with those purple passes can park. So I didn't clarify that first. With a yellow pass, you can't do that. I already know that I need to ask folks staying in Caples, room 304, Caples, room 403, and Mather 114. These are cars that at least a couple of hours ago were parked at the health center. We need to move those cars because we need to keep those for the folks who really need the accessible, the access to the places that they're staying and that we're going. All right, a couple of things about schedules tomorrow. If you signed up to participate in small conversation groups, tomorrow afternoon at 12:45, that's following lunch, all of those folks are going to meet. This is different than the last couple of years. You're going to be leaving where we have lunch. You're going to be coming over to this building area, and you're going to meet in Brandy Recital Hall, which is a recital hall in the back half of these two buildings that are crammed together. That's at 12:45 tomorrow. If you are a leader for the small conversation groups and you haven't yet spoken with Andy France, wave your hand, try to touch base with him before that 12:45 meeting tomorrow, possibly tonight or tomorrow morning. Board games, the afternoon workshop of board games tomorrow will not be meeting in the pub, which is where it will be the rest of the week, but there's another thing happening in there that's not SI, so we can't use the space tomorrow. Probably board games are going to be happening in one of the dining rooms upstairs, but we'll keep people posted and let you know where you can actually go. Just look for the people with board games and then you'll be in the right place. There is, obviously, you have seen probably already, there's some sidewalk work going on. There are some new sidewalks going on around campus. They're pretty well roped off. Don't fall in the hole. And don't step on the new concrete, because it's probably going to come this week. So let it dry out and look nice. Morning workshops. We have already moved to morning workshops, and I'll announce these again tomorrow morning to let you know. If you are in yoga, that is happening in the Athletic Center, which is down the big hill, the CAC, K-A-C, you will hear us refer to it as. So it's happening in the Athletic Center, room 237. That's CAC 237. We will move the sign. I'll cross it out and put the right information and put it at the top of the hill to show you where to go down the hill there. Likewise, belly dancing is moving, not very far, but a little bit. It was originally listed for you and on our schedule as Hill Theater. It is moving into the Bolton Dance Studio. This is not the Bolton Theater, which is right next to the Bolton Dance Studio, but you're aiming for the dance studio tomorrow. I will also move that sign and write on there where it's really going to be. A little note, if you are staying in a dorm that has a lobby area or a main entrance where there is a sign that says, put your dishes here if you brought dishes from the dining hall, and they'll get picked up and taken back over or something like that. I don't know exactly how it's worded. That is not true. Please don't do anything with the sign, because it is a Kenyan sign. That is a service during the year when the students are here. Kenyan is not coming around and cleaning up after us. And every single dish that you take to your dorm and leave there, this planning committee has to take back on Saturday when we're trying to get everyone out of their dorms. So please don't leave dishes over there. If you do take dishes from the dining room, just take them back yourself. Take them to the dish return the next time you go for a meal. That would be great. Registration will reopen this evening after we're done here shortly. So if you have not registered yet, which I know a lot of folks came in right at mealtime, you can go to Gund Commons. If you don't know where that is, again, ask somebody who's been here before. They'll tell you, and we'll get you registered. Gund Commons is going to open back up with registration for 1 hour, and then it will move, because we have to turn that space over for the youth programs who are going to be meeting there tomorrow. If you have youth with you and you have not yet registered, if possible, get someone else to go to registration for you, to get you registered, to get your key, that sort of thing, because the parents and sponsors of youth are going to stay here when we're done for the parent sponsor meeting, and that's very important. You need to be there rather than go to get your key and everything. You will be able to register later, just not in Gund Commons, so if possible, send somebody else to go over there for you. Young adult orientation is going to happen tonight at 8:30 in Bolton Theater. That's on your map as well. And that's also the place that young adult worship services are going to happen in the evenings. I think that's at 10 o'clock. If you have a drum for the drum workshop, you may leave your drum in the weight rehearsal hall, which again is in the building attached to us, the doors that the banners came through. It's through there. After the service here, and it will be locked at 8 o'clock or shortly after 8 if we're not finished by then. The choir is meeting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. I don't know when you'll meet the rest of the week. You'll find out from Michelle. But tomorrow, if you are signed up for choir and you're willing, come over at 8 o'clock, and you'll be preparing some music for the worship service tomorrow morning. And I think that's it. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you for working with us this week. Thank you for being patient with changes that have happened this year and may still happen.
Thank you. In just a moment, we're going to have the chalice extinguishing words, but I wanted to tell you about something that we would invite you to do during our closing song, which is also our postlude. We have brought small stones and feathers of many different colors. And there is a tray of both feathers and stones at the end of each aisle. And so I would ask you, in order to have a truly wonderful experience here, to think about what your intention is for your time at Summer Institute, that which grounds you. And choose a stone that represents that to you. And then think about the way that you would like to soar, something new that you would like to learn or bring out in yourself, and choose a feather that symbolizes that to you. You can come forward as we're singing, or you can pick them up sometime during the week when you know what it is that this feather symbolizes. Thanks.
As we extinguish this chalice, I would like us all to remember this week, to hold this in our hearts. Be good to yourself. Be excellent to others. And do everything with love.
And please join together in singing Guide My Feet as you come forward to get a stone and a feather, or as you are leaving the auditorium. Thank you.